When the beat of Almighty Yahweh, there is only one name that is excellent, a name that is high above all names. And in that name we find the Yahshua, the Yahshak, of our great Abba. As we gather here in this bayat of the Almighty Yah, we began this war of worship with a certain sound of the shofar of our Abba. The alarming for the fenced city of Yahweh. As we gather here in the Bayat, Jerusalem, unto our precious Abba, we do pray that your anointing will fill the house today, and that every lamp will be charged with a great desire to worship and to bless you. We come before you with a humble and bowed down lev, that you may empower us with your Ruah. For what are we without you, Yah? Without the Tikvah, the hope, and the promise of this great deliverance in Yahshua, then what hope do we have unless the reliability, what you have done and said, we can rest assured in our love that it is so. For we know by your immutability, you cannot lie. You cannot lead us astray from Torah, your truth. For your tzedakah is everlasting. We understand the power of your government. It is the only one that is based upon the truth, the discipline of your kingdom, your discipline, Yah, your strength, Almighty Yahweh, your wisdom, Almighty Yahweh, your counsel, your instruction, and upon the integrity of whom you are. So we bow today on this Kadosh Shabbat of our Abba. We bless you, we baruch you for all things. Your name is excellent. We do have assurance. You're sure the Lamb, mighty one of Israel. We do bless you today, as we do pray for our brothers and sisters scattered throughout this nation and the nations around the world. We bless you for them. Your strength fill the assembly today. Your wisdom pour us out like the rivers of water. Your understanding reveal unto them and us as never before in this time. So we baruch you, Yah. You will pour out a mighty anointing upon those that are gathered today in this nation, the nations around the world. those that are listening by live stream of the internet, gather with us today this Shabbat. Those that may hear this broadcast, whatever form it is in, we do pray your strength upon them, your mighty deliverance. This Shabbat we come with no burdens, no sins your way that will cloak us down and bind us. We cannot worship and bless you. We cannot pour out of the inward parts an offering of Todah unto Yah, a mighty one. So we gather here to Barak you, to make known the excellence of our Abba. For our sins are forgiven in Yeshua. Our transgressions are cleansed. Our sins are cast as far away as the east is from the west. That is because of HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, Yeshua, the mighty hope. So bless us all today. Cause our ears to hear what Yah speaks unto Israel, that there will be a true repentance in Israel, that we will not hold fast to those things that segregate us from you. We will denounce them and curse them from the root of our life. They are cast out into the eternal sea of forgetfulness. And from this day, we shall walk as a new man, a new creature, a new daughter of Zion in HaMashiach, because we have strength, victory, and power in the precious hope of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. Strengthen us all today as we worship you in Ruach and in the power of your government, your Torah. You have put in the Lamb of Israel. We shall bless you today. Go to Yah for Yeshua the Lamb, for the power of HaKodosh Ruah. So we bless you. We Toda Yah with all of our love and all of our mouth. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We shall wait patiently upon you, our Abba. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, we shall wait. For your name is greatly to be worshipped and praised. From the loins and the strength of our Abba comes our Yashak, Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. And he commanded us that of such the Abba seeks those that worship him in Ruah, in the power and integrity of Torah, his truth. So we shall worship you today, Yah, in that integrity. In the mighty name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel, and the house of Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yahweh rock you this Shabbaton. Shalom. Yah bless you all. May Yah rock you today. You certainly give praises unto him for the mighty revelation and strength of HaMashiach, Yeshua the Lamb. And I do bless him for that. I do. With all earnesty of my love, bless my Abba for the works that he has done. They are mighty and they are great. We wait for the total redemption or the total waiting for the change and the expectation of Israel. For there shall be a change that shall come. And this flesh shall put off the mortal confinements of it. It will take on the immortality of Almighty Yah, and there will be no corrupt desire, Yisrael. This is a generation that has been led by its own philosophies and its own construed types of disciplines and doctrines that never leads them to the paths of the Siddiq of Almighty Yahweh. This is a generation that tends to interpret Scripture the way it wants to interpret it. For Scripture is an interpretation of Scripture. That is why everything that HaMashiach said, it could be found in the Tanakh. And everything that Shaul preached, and Kephar, and Bartholomew, and Thomas, Philip, it was found written in the Tanakh of Almighty Yah. And so we have this generation that has construed the viability and the reliability of Scripture. And they cause it to fit their crop, their vile, devious circumstances, and to think that Yahweh, for some reason, that they can continue in their paths of wickedness, and believe that because they can relate to one in Scripture, that it is all right to do that. It is not so. And Yahweh is not going to allow our sins not to bring about the fruit in our lives that we have sown into our sins through labor, that we have labored to sin. Now, I want to title this message today, it is called the David Files. And the reason I want to do that, because many want to use David for their excuse. I use HaMashiach for my pattern, for my strength, and my assurance in the hope of Almighty Yah. And I want to establish this teaching today, the preaching, from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. But I want to emphasize the files, the record of David. There are those that will say, well, look at David. No, I want to look at HaMashiach. Because I know the mess that David procured unto his house. What are you thinking to Helium? The cries and the pains of agony. That's all that book is about. It's about the cries of David. A man that procured so many enemies unto him. Because he defied and he despised and he displeased Almighty Yahweh. And yet there are a lot that want to paint a picture as though that David, yes, his sins were forgiven. But his sins were not forgotten as well. He had to pay the price. And we saw that throughout the lineage of the kingdom of David. Until that seed of Tzaddik arose, Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, to break that devious power that was planted in that house. So you have men today that will say, well, look at David. No, what you need to do is look at the sin and the corruption of your own land. Shaul says to those brothers, the gathering of Galatiah, chapter 6, verse 7, he tells them, "I be not deceived, do not be led away from Torah, do not be led away from the truth of Yah." He said, Yahweh is not sahak. He is not mocked. He is not going to be laughed upon. He is not going to be toyed with. You're not going to play some sport with Yahweh. How men play folly. They play sport. Gotcha. And the same old games they play all the time. So Yahweh is not going to be mocked. You're not going to play sport with Yahweh. You're not going to continue to do the same vile things you have done. And expect Yahweh to give you permission to continue in that path. It is not so. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall not possibility, but the man shall reap that. Whatever man sows, whatever man plans in his mind, his spirit, whatever he acts upon, whatever he practices, Yahweh says that man shall reap whatever he sows. Whatever man does, there is a reciprocity to what that man has done. And he shall reap the things that he has sown, and they shall come back upon him. So Yahweh is not going to be toyed with. You're not going to mock him. You're not going to make laughter of Yah. You're not going to play sports with Him. And to think that you're going to continue to do the same things over and over again, it is going to be pleasing unto Yahweh. It is not so. You're not going to continue in your childlike mannerism and your childlike practices and habits. They are habitual with an ignorant people because we have not learned the ways of Yah. And the reason we have not learned the ways of Yah, we are not willing to discipline ourselves and to walk circumspectly as Yahweh commanded us. And so there are many today will use the picture of David. And they will say, look at David. I want to open up the David files today. I do not want to have the same files open up on me like David did. Because he was a man that displeased Yah. He was a man that despised Almighty Yahweh. He was a man that came from nothing. And because of that, there was a curse in the house of David. And it did not pass out. It has not passed out. And the only blessed assurance is the hope Yeshua that came out of that lineage of the loins of Almighty Yahweh, of the seed of David. And so there was something brought to his house. As it is in this generation with many of us. There are things that are in our homes that have been brought by the lineage of sin and corruption. And the sons and daughters fall under the same death curse. And it is not broken off their lives because they deny the power of Almighty Yah. We began in Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 16. And I want you to move along with me. It says this in Scripture. I want you to hear this. 1 Shemuel, chapter 16, verse 1. It says, Yahweh said to Shemuel, the prophet, the Nabi of Yah, how long will you mourn for Shaul, seeing I have rejected, Ma'az, I have rejected, I have literally rejected, I have despised him, and I have refused him. This is a generation that is despised of Yah. He has rejected this vile generation. It is of the same birthright as Shaul. It despised the instructions of Yah. And it will not hear those that Yahweh inspire to send unto them. He said, do not be unto Shaul. He said, a man of strength and valor and power. He sent his prophet unto him. And he gave him command as what he must do. And when Yahweh gives you command as to what you must do, you cannot denounce the aspects of it that you think is appropriate unto you. And those parts that are pleasing to you, then you obey that it will never be. He said, you go on to Shaul, and you tell him to destroy Agag. You destroy everything that ascertained unto him, that is similar to him, everything that he has touched, destroy it. This is a generation that everything that they put their hands to, they bring death and a curse to it. That's why you lay hands suddenly on no man. Don't be moved to allow someone to lay hands on you. Just don't allow anyone because of their tears and their cries. And we see this picture with Esau and Yaakov that Yah would not allow the man to lay hands on him. His prayers were many. But he would not hear him. He rejected him. He despised Shaul. For he rejected a command of truth. A command of life. A command of strength. And he said about the mouth of his Nabi, this Jezebel generation that tells you that Yah's talking to them. They're full of lies and corruption. He talked to Shaul. He talked to him by the prophet Shemuel. And he speaks to Israel today by the power and the life of Yahshua HaMashiach. Would he ask to send a Melech to you? Would he ask to send a heavenly host to you? Then there's something desperately vile and corrupt in you. And you can look at every place in Scripture where Yahweh sent
Amalek came to a man or to his people. There was something of desperate need. Why? Because they have gone astray from the commands of Yahweh. They have begun to walk in their own self-delusional mindset. They began to follow their own pernicious, vile, evil, sadistic, and wicked ways. They cannot hear the mouth of the Nabis. They cannot hear the Torah as it spoke unto them. And when you found men and congregations, Israel, when the Malach was sent, it was because there was something desperate there. There was a removing away from Almighty Yahweh. There was a great affliction upon them. And that is why he was sent, the Malach, the Malachim, unto them. And now he has sent us an excellent word. It is spoken by HaMashiach. It is spoken by Yahshua. He has sent us an excellent word. So Yahshua speaks unto Israel today. For y'all have great confidence in that. We know that even as Daniel fasted for 21 days. And he sought Yah for the revelation. And yet that power of the Shema Am, the Gabriel, as he went to bring the message unto Daniel, that he was impeded from bringing that message unto him. And don't tell me that if there are spiritual powers, and I believe it is, that the powers that be will not restrain them. And not only that, that there will be a false delusional spirit sent unto you because you're delusional, because your mindset is delusional. And you will receive any kind of vile thing of hell. We must hear what the Son says. We must hear Yahshua speak. And he must speak by the witness of the Ruah. And the Ruah must witness what Yahshua speaks unto the body, the Israel. He said, why do you mourn for this man? Yahweh said, I rejected him. I have my eyes. I despise him. I refuse him. For reigning over Israel, he tells the prophet, feel your horn. I want you to go in my strength and my direction. I want you to fill it with the oil. And go, I will send you to Yeshua, Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. He said, I have called an elected one out of the house of Yeshua. To rule in the place of Shaul. He has rejected my instructions. He has defied what I've commanded him. And I sent that message and sealed it by my Nabi, Shemuel. And he was a powerful man of Yah, that the elders feared him. They knew that he had the spirit of Yah, and they were not going to defy what Shemuel said. And yet this man, Shaul, that Yah anointed him. Did Yahweh anoint him to be king? Sure he did. He anointed, he called him, he established him because he knew the heart of Israel. And he established him to be king because he gave them a king after their love. They did not want Yah to rule over them. And that's this generation. He doesn't want Yahweh to rule over them. So they seek some kind of power to rule. They seek this infatuation with what they call their visions and their dreams. And they're not the visions of Yah. They're not the dreams of Yah. Because when a man has an experience with Yah, it transforms the man from the inward parts outwardly. There's a radical change in his life. You can talk all you want to, but the power of the word of Yah, it changes one. It cuts. It destroys the elements of darkness. You say what you want to. So the words that Shemuel and spoke unto Shaul, he really didn't receive them. He heard them. And he thought in the strength of his powerful state of honor as king, he said, I will defy Yahweh. And that's this generation. And Shaul represents this generation. It is one not constantly defy Yah. It is one that has no regard for what Yahweh says. It is one that disregards him. And that is what he did. Although he has sent the prophets, he has sent the Shulishians, he has sent men after his own love, he has sent those proclaimers to tell them and to declare. This is a stiff-necked, arrogant generation. It is haughty. It thinks it knows everything, and it knows nothing. It is a generation that is unteachable. It's a generation that cannot hear Yahweh. And everyone is hearing from the Shema'am, and yet they cannot hear from the pages of the thing that they recall, the scroll or the scripture of Almighty Yah. Yah speaks for me constantly from the book. He doesn't have to speak out of the Shema'ams. He speaks to me from the book, and what things are in my level is already written, and by the power of the Ruah, it draws from the depths of what is already there. You understand? I have confidence in him. I know what he will do, and I know what he's capable of doing. So I don't need a host of Melechim to come and to tell me what Yah says. For his word is guarded. I will hide the word of Yah in my lev, that I will not sin against him. I will put it in my lev that I will not sin against Yahweh. You hear things in your mind, but you still sin. You comprehend the breadth and the depth of things, but you still sin. When a man get the word hid in him, he will not defy Yahweh at the order of Yahweh. He will not do it. I will show you in scripture. Even Shamuel did not defy the order of the king. He did not. He knew that Yah had anointed him. And Yahweh had placed him there. And he was very careful, even as how he intrigued the king. This is a vile generation. Yah said, I give you shepherds, men after my own lap. They will feed you with knowledge and understanding. It is such an untrustworthy generation. A generation of people that trust no one but their own deceitful, damnable, wicked, corrupt own hearts. They don't trust Yahweh. And yet they think that their own heart will not deceive them because scripture tells us that the heart is deceitful. Above all things, they're desperately wicked. They always want to think it's someone else's love that is deceived. And they never do an introspective research into their own hearts. He raised up the man for his purpose, as he did Pharaoh for his honor. He said, you go unto Yeshua, I've raised up, I've called one. I don't want you to look on the exterior, the outward appearance. I don't care if he's tall, charming, brown-skinned, handsome. He said, I don't want you to look at that. I want you to go as I instruct you to go. You shall be led by me. Now listen, I'm going to move ahead in certain verses. Drop down to the fourth verse of that same chapter. I want you to understand how the elders responded when they knew that the Nabi was coming into their land. Look at what scripture says in verse 4. And Shamuel did that which Yahweh spoke. He did not alter. He did not add to it. He did not take from it. But he did it as Yahweh commanded him. And he came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town, you all see that? The elders of the town boasted. They tremble. They harad. They tremble with anxiety, with carefulness, with fear. They knew the Nabi was coming. They tremble. They tremble. This is a generation that has no trembling and no fear of Yah. He did all that Yahweh commanded him, did he not? This generation is so vile, they believe that no one has integrity or the integrity of Hamashiach in them, that they will do all that Yahweh commands them. He did all way that Yahweh commanded or spoke unto him. When he went into Bethlehem, into Bethel, and the elders of the town, they harat. They were terrified at the note of this Nabi coming to them. Why? They began to search their life and see where they had sinned. Well, there was an infraction against Yahweh. They trembled. They were horrified. They were terrified. There was anxiety. And they were careful to examine every aspect of their life. This generation has no regards. It's a wicked one. It is a polluted, Jezebelite spirit of this generation. It has no honor for what Yah has done. It has no honor, Todah, brother. Has no honor for what Yah has established. None whatsoever. So the elders, when they heard that, they trembled. These are the David files now. They trembled at his coming and said to him, come you in shalom. Do you bring rest to us? Do you bring the shalom of Yah? Do you bring the comforting, the assurance of Yah? How are you coming, Shamuel? We have searched the docket to see Men say they have memorials before Yah, they're liars. There's only one memorial we have before Yah, and that is the witness of HaMashiach. He sits there making intercessions for us all. That's what He does. He is the one that brings the thought of the memory of us into the presence of Yah, because He knows the works are finished. What goes before Him is a sweet savoring aura of the Kiddush Shems of Almighty Yahweh. You have no memoria. Period. Our works have been based upon the inspirations that are not based by the power of the Emunah, the fear, the faith of Yah. We do things habitually because there's an action or way we have done things. We better begin to search our lab, because when a man truly searches it, he will tremble before Mighty Yah. He is careful to speak as they were careful to speak to the Nabi. They were careful to speak. Do you come into your home? They asked him, who do you think you are? I come to tell you, this vile generation think it's going to tell the Nabi. It's going to tell them out of Yah. They said, what words do you bring unto us? Why are you coming? Well, we do pray that it's the shalom of Yah that you bring with you. His rest, his comfort, his assurance. Not this generation. It's one that defies Yahweh. One that speaks out of a corrupt mind, a corrupt spirit, a vile, wicked desire to secure some kind of recognition of wonder. I recognize Yah and Almighty Yahweh, because in Him I find my Yahshak, Yahshua. There's nothing about our flesh. And Shaul says, as far as in this flesh am I dwelling, no tough thing. As far as your flesh, in the context of your flesh, dwells nothing good. That's worth anything. It's only what Yah has put in us. It's only what Yah has written in us, whereby we have the representation of His good. And His good is established by His character. And His character is revealed unto us by Yahshua the Lamb. Yahweh is not going to let us get off half-heartedly. He gave Him a command. He gave us a command today too. What is the command? I will tell you the command. I will be precise with the command. He tells us to love Him with all of our love, with all of our mind, with all of our being, and with all of our strength. And He tells us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Upon this hinge the whole foundational power of truth of Almighty Yahweh. They'll hinge upon that, to love Him. And that's the command. When a man loves Yah, he will obey Him. He will obey what Yah has done. He will recognize what Yahweh is doing and what Yahweh has done. These fools today, they speak out of the folly and the corruption of their own heart. They don't know Yahweh. That's why they speak that way. These elders, that's why the scripture called them elders. When Shamuel came in, they knew that he came from Yah. He did not come around and to have frivolity and joke, to sport. He didn't come to play. He didn't come with laughter. His words were not responded with laughter from the elders. Everything he said was not laughter. You brothers and sisters, I want to warn you all. The folly of your laughter, the folly of everything is funny, the folly of this humorous type of propensity, you better cleanse yourself from it, because it is a mocking kind of a spirit. Everything you say, you got to laugh. Everything you say is respond by some laughter. It is of hell, and it's not of Yahweh. He wants us to be sober. He wants us to be vigilant. And a sober man is not filled with that damnable folly. I don't care how you were in the world. It's a damnable spirit. It's not from Yah. You understand, if Shamuel came that way, they said, ha, 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 ha. Well, what do you got for us? It's of hell. It's not of Yah. It's not a time to laugh. It's a time of sorrows we're in. This is a time of mourning. We're in the time of mourning and weeping. Not one of laughter. Not one of this propensity for laughter. Hallelujah. I don't care whether you like me or not. It makes no difference. We must be as studious about the things of Yah. We must be sober. And a sober-minded man, he has a conscience. His thought, concepts and precepts are generated by the Ruah of Yahweh. That's why man can talk and it's not of Yahweh. Hallelujah. So the elders said, Do you come to us in Shalom, Shemuel? Hallelujah. He said, I come to do the business of Omariah. Where is Yesha? And he brought and paraded his sons before him. He said, not the one. Handsome, tall, charming, not the one. And then his own lab says to him, yeah, is this the way it's supposed to be? You sent me here to anoint the one? And he says to Yesha, do you have another one? And he says, well, I have a kid. He's a ruddy thing. He's not much of anything. He says, send for him. When he saw him, he said, that's the one. You understand the ruah of discernment. If a man says, listen to me, brothers and sisters. Their men come to me and tell me, Yah led them. They're full of lies in hell. Because if they were of Yah, they will recognize and they will know another one that has the ruah of Omar Yah. The elders recognize it in Shemuel. And when David stood before Shemuel, he said, this is the one. This is the one that Yah says pour the strength of his kingdom power upon. So don't come to me with your lies, with your fleshly prophecies. I don't want to hear the damnable trash. It's from hell. It's from the belly of darkness. Hallelujah. These elders responded to Shemuel. We know that you're Yah's man. Do you bring us shalom? And they had great honor for him with fear, and they trembled. They were not arrogant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in verse 12 of chapter 16, and he sent, and he brought him in Dawid. Scripture says he was ruddy. He was dark-skinned. That's what that means. He was ruddy. And with all of a beautiful appearance, a beautiful countenance. It is one thing that this generation is missing, any kind of beauty. Why? Because he's beautified us with the meekness of Yeshua, of salvation. And David had this beautiful countenance about him, this appearance. And he was tough looking. He was good looking. His countenance, his aura made him a beautiful man. Very charming man. And Yahweh says, arise. Arise now. He did not tell the Nabi to sit down. He said to the Nabi, arise. Anoint him, for this is what? This is the one. This is the one that I have called and elected. This is the one that I have chosen, not by the lab of the people. This is the one. Anoint him. You rise up and you anoint him with the oil. Then Shemuel took the horn of the oil and he anointed him in the midst of the brothers. And the Ruah of Yahweh came upon Dawid. Listen now. From that day forward. From that day forward. The Ruah of Yah was upon him. So Shemuel rose up and he went to Ramah. He did the command of Yah. He did exactly what Yahweh told him to do. He did not procrastinate. He did not stay around to enjoy some kind of frivolity. Follow with the elders. You understand, the man of Yah today must be about Yahweh's business. He cannot incorporate this folly and this trivial mindset of this generation that think that it has something from Yah. He cannot entertain that. He did not entertain the elders. He came to be at the business of Omar Yah. We must be, as Hamashiach says, he says to Miriam and Yosef, I must be about my Abba's business. He knew that it was time. And when the time of reckonings come, it is time for the man of Yah to be about Yahweh's business. To hell with some sensual association. To hell with some fleshly attachment. It cannot be. It cannot be based upon some physical charm or appeal. It has to be based upon the directives, commands of Yah. What he commands. How he instructs the man. How he sends him forth. Is not based upon some kind of expectation from others. It's what Yahweh says. And so he arose. Show great honor unto Dawid. And he laid his hands on him. And he laid the strength or the horn which represents the strength of Yah. And he poured the strength of Yah upon the man. He could not receive it unless the Nabi poured it upon him. He could not receive the strength of Yahweh unless the nabi poured it upon him. So these shallow, weak men today that literally think that they're going to instruct someone when their own lives are not circumspectly according to Torah, to hell with them. Any man or any woman who she may or he may be. For Yahweh gives charge unto those that he has put his gifts in, and they will instruct his house. I will show you that. The files of David. Hallelujah. The 17th chapter of the same book. And Yahweh does something profound here, because he established his calling with David by the power of his name. There was no stranger that came in here and preached to you all the power of the name of Yah. But it was this man that Yah instructed him to preach it. He's not going to send some cowardice man or woman, those that battle and wrestle against his truth, to give them authority to feed this house. He's not going to do it. Do you understand that? And so the first thing Yahweh does, as David began to rise to some form of prominent by the oil poured upon him, he had the anointing of Yah. And these Philistines, these vile beasts, had caused the camp of Israel to be traumatized. The scripture tells us not to fear what man can do to us, but we ought to fear Yahweh. So they were out of the element of the place of Almighty Yah. They should have been fearing him. And they were fearing the Philistines. And Yah says, I'm going to take this ruddy one, this one that I have anointed, and I'm going to cause his name to rise with great prominence. And you will know that it is me. It says in the 17th chapter, verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, he said, you come to me with a sword and with a spear. Now you must understand that even this unbearing material that Shaul had gave to David, he said, not so. Can't fight him that way. We don't come in our own strength, in our own self-righteousness. We come by the strength of Almighty Yah. We come to hear what Yahweh speaks unto us. And he speaks only unto Israel. When you think that the word of Yah is not for you, you're a bastard. You do not have the spirit of Yah. He said, you come to me with a sword, you vile thing. And you have a spear. You got a shield. He said, I want to tell you something. But I come to you in the name. I come to you in the name. In the name of Yahweh of Sabah of hosts, the sovereign ruler of the armies of Israel. He said, whom you have defiled. And every Philistine will defy the name of Yah. You have defiled Yahweh's name. You have rejected it. You are vile Philistine. He said, I come to you in that name. I come to you in the excellence of that name. And I will show you the power in that name. I will show you the strength in that name. He says in verse 46, he said, not tomorrow, not next week, but this day. This day will Yahweh deliver you into my hand. He did not say some pagan form or some god. He said, but this day, the mighty one of the armies of Israel, the Sabah of Israel, he shall deliver you. He's going to deliver you into my hand. And there is no doubt about that. He said, I will kill you. I will smite you and take your head off. I will kill everyone that come against the truth of Yah. I will kill everyone that come against the kingdom of Israel. I am set for defense of Israel. And I will kill every vile Philistine with their false doctrine, their false lies, their false prophecies. I will smite them with the word of Yah, the sword of the Spirit. I will fight against every last one of them. He said, you come with your sword and spear, but I come with you with the word in the name of Yah. He said, I will take your head over and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the earth. And he says that all, not some, but that all, not partial, but that all the earth may know that there is a sovereign ruler in Israel. You're going to know that Yah is the mighty one. Because I come to you in that name. And I want to tell all you all today, you that listen, you that hear me, you that go to the web, you that respond, you will know this day that there is one in Israel, and he stands for the sovereign one of Israel, and he does not bear the sword of Yah in vain, but he will use the sword of the Ruah of Yahweh. He will destroy everything that is against Almighty Yah. It is time out that we defend the wicked and call the wicked tough, and that we speak evil against the righteous, the Sadiq of Yah. We uphold the wicked, and we strengthen the hands of the wicked, and we reject the righteous of Almighty Yahweh. We reject and we despise them. It's time out that we criticize with your vile wickedness. You see the sin of a brother or sister, if you have the Ruah of Yah, you will fall down. You full of your hypocritical, false thing you call love. That's why that damned of a trash don't love me with it. I don't want you to offer that unto me. You're full of falsism and falser. I don't care about your tears you're crying. Because even Esau cried when he sought a place of repentance. You have no place of repentance. Why? Because you can't hear what Yahweh says. When a man cannot hear what Yahweh says, he will not repent. Oh, Esau sought it with emotion, but he still didn't hear Yah. And this is a generation that has sold every birthright. They have sold every right. That's why we can't come to the altar. That's why we have no discernment. That's why we don't know brothers and sisters. That's why you can't love your neighbor. And don't tell me that neighbors mean the world. I will show us in a teaching to come. All right? Hallelujah. I will show you. It doesn't mean that. I know what the scripture says. I was saying to Deacon Benny the other day, we were talking, I said, Deacon, I bless you that you brothers can allow me a time that I can spend 4 or 5 hours in scripture. That we may see what Yah speaks unto his house. Hallelujah. No, not to lay around and sleep and fill my belly with husk, but to fill my lamp with the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we know the story, hallelujah. Verse 47. And all this assembly, he said, all Israel, shall know that Yahweh saves not with a sword and spear. For the battle is Yahweh's, and he will give you into our hands. He said, I have no problem because I know that all of the battles of Israel, they have not been won by the sword. About the battle or the power of the sword or the spear. They've been won because Yahweh have given his enemies, the enemies of Israel, in Israel's hand. And so you will procure no honor upon yourself, but all honor unto Almighty Yahweh. And he smote that dog, and he destroyed the dog. And all dogs, that's why you don't give that which is kadosh unto the dogs. You don't cast the pearls of Yah before swine. You will know the spirit of a swine. When a man or a woman turn against you and they rent you, you know that's a damned of a swine. When they turn, when their emotions turn. I've dealt with people that I look at some that we've dealt with. We've shown them the ultimate of hospitality. And then all of a sudden they turn that damned of a heart with this phony, superficial type love and pretend that they're full of lies, they're swines, and they're dogs. They have the spirit of a swine, but yet they think they're spiritual. And they got something of a dog, a washaka, a dusty, and they will kill each other for a piece of meat. They will kill each other. They will not share. Odessa will not share. If you put a pile of meat out there, he will fight to make sure no one gets it but him. Hallelujah. That's what a dog does. That's the spirit of these dogs and these swines. They turn. When you give them the things of Yah, they will turn. Well, that ain't the way. You're a dog. The elders did not say to Shamuel, we don't want to hear that. We got a man that's capable of being king. They heard what the Navi said. They submitted and they bowed. They trembled. And I guarantee when Shamuel, when he left, he said, this is the one. Oh, there was much dialogue. And he says, I go in the direction that Yah leads me because my time is almost closing out. And he did not, they did not say, no, they didn't do that. They were fearful. They were sober. We bid you Yah Shalom. And Shalom unto you, Shamuel. And their minds were transformed because they knew that this one, all of a sudden, this one that was ruddy, looked as though he had no capacity. They saw the scepter and the power of Yah rise in this one. The strength of Yah multiplied beyond measures. And he heard of the hosts of Israel in the ditches. And he said, who is this vile thing that caused them to be afraid to come out? Who is this defiled thing that speaks against our Creator? The Most High, the One of Sabah. Who is this vile thing? Let me see this dog. I will deal with a dog. And what you do with a dog, you cut a dog's head off. You take the sword of the Spirit and you cut a dog's head off. That's what you do. He said, let the dog come. You come to me in your armor and all your strength. I come to you in the name. I speak the name of Yahweh. And I come to the host of Israel in the name of Yahweh. I come in no other name. I come with no superfluity and no superficial name. I come in that name and the only name. There's only one name. And in that name you find the Yahshua of Almighty Yah. You cannot find the Yahshua without the Yahweh. You don't get that which is pure unto dogs. Dogs will always rent. I want to say to you, brothers and sisters, when you have that spirit of turning, you know it's the spirit of a dog. That's what a dog will always do. Turn. They will rent you. Pigs will trample you. They will try to trample on what you say. They will come against what you say. They will try to dissect it. That's what they will do. That's what a pig does. This is a pig spirited generation. This is a dog spirited generation. At least the woman at the well, she said, true, even dogs desire the crumb that falls off the table. She replied to Hamashiach. These dogs today, they are vicious dogs. They're dogs that cannot identify that they're dogs today. They're swine. They love swine things, unclean things that come out of their own deceitful and untrustworthy, damnable heart that is controlled by their own lust and their own superficial, inflated idea as to who they are. They knew who Shamuel was when he came in the midst. They said, this is the man here. No doubt about that. He doesn't walk like the rest of us. He doesn't act like we act. His talk is just not like our talk. There's no folly or mocking in him. Of course, we in our elder circles, we may sport a little bit, but this man comes with no sporting. He comes with no mocking and frivolity. You don't have to say anything. That's all right. Yahweh is going to take the sword. He sends the spirit of judgment to purge Jerusalem, Israel. So he sent the spirit to judge you. His mishpah. Hallelujah. 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 And so David said, this day they will know that Yah is with me. This was Yahweh's sign to establish his calling upon David. Whether Israel stand with me or not, I'm going to take this dog out. He did not need the host to help him. Hallelujah. We have watched men and women lead here, lead from here, and that has not impeded one thing at all. As a matter of fact, we have progressively gone farther. That has not impeded anything. And you think that some God is going to send someone here, one that was cowardice and ran in the midst of the battle? You see, David didn't run away, he ran toward. Hallelujah. They want to compare themselves with David, but they don't have the spirit of David. I want to say this. There was a dog, and there is a dog by the name of R.G. Stair, that he always utilized David as his escapism. And if a dog like that uses that, then I will use Hamashiach. And I hope that there is someone that knows the dog, can tell him that Pastor Roberts up in Jefferson says that he is a flat-out dog. He is a child of hell. His spirit is birth of darkness. What do you think, Yah? That's why Yah had me there, because he knew that the rest were cowards. I say it that way. He knew that the rest of them were cowards, but this man was not a coward. He knew that. I would not back down. And that's the truth. Well, there are those that said, I heard of him, but I would never go that way, because you didn't have what it took to deal with him. He said, this man got it. Yeah, he did. This one has it. He'll deal with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm glad he did, too. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. For those that were caught under the yoke of bondage. Brother Josh Bells, he writes me. He called me one night and said, I was a little afraid. I didn't know what to expect. Well, I'll just give you truth, my brother, my friend. That's all I give you. The truth, not storylines. I will tell you the truth. The David Files. I'm going to finish this today. Hallelujah. That I will do. I will proclaim it. Toda. And Yahweh, what he did with David, he said, I will cause men to know when he is with a man. Yahweh will cause men to know when he stands with a man. He will. Look what he did here in the 18th chapter, verse 8, with David. Hallelujah. Shamuel, 1 Samuel 18:8. And Shaul, was he somewhat wroth or angry, but he was what? Very. He burned in the indignation of his fire of jealousy and anger. He was very wroth. Yera, he was angry. And the saying displeased him. Why? Because David began to reign in the rightful power in the place that Yah ordained him for. Shaul put him over the host of his armies, even though he was a young, ruddy thing. And he went out and he battled against the Philistines. And he destroyed them. And the women of Israel, they came out with their timbrels. And they began to cry out that Shaul destroyed 1,000. But David, he took care of 10,000. And the saying displeased Shaul. That's this nonsense of this generation. You don't want to think that Yahweh has his hands upon one. They despise when Yahweh one among them, that Yah raises them up. Yah uses them in a different fashion than they use them. But David destroyed 10,000. And Shaul only 1,000, so the thing displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000. And to me have they only ascribed 1,000. That's it. And what can he have more but the kingdom? The kingdom was his. It was going to be wrecked from Shaul. What more can he ask for? They're striving this greatness. Why? Because he did what Yah commanded him. He did what Yah commanded him. In a time a man began to move into their own philosophical approaches toward Yah and their own thinking and their own interpretation, they're going to lose it. I don't care who the man is. That's why we must always be constantly brought to Scripture. Our lives must be based upon what Scripture says. Everything. And so Shaul, Yah says, I want you to know that this is the one. Even the words of his mouth says, what else is left but the kingdom? The accolades are bestowed upon him. There's only one thing left but the kingdom. In verse 9, and Shaul eyed David carefully from that day forward. He watched him. He observed him like a hawk. That's almost like the hypocrisy among the people of Yah. That you will watch one another for to see if there is an opening to destroy. That's all this was. And you don't even watch your own self. And so you will look to see if there's something that you can bring an accusation when assault against a brother or sister. And that's what Shaul did. He watched to see if there's something I can bring against this David man to say that this is not Yahweh with him. But Yah was with him. Hallelujah. He was with him. Don't tell me you're David. RG's there, the dog he is. He is not a David. He is not of the same profile as a David. He's a false pseudo man. He's a liar. He's a man of witchcraft. So he watched David. From that day forward, he was careful. He observed him. And then that spirit of death that separated him from Yahweh was opened up in the heart of Shaul. And he began this insane and frantic type of a desire to destroy David. It says in verse 12 of chapter 18, and all of his attempts were failures, because Yah had his hands on that weed. It says, and Shaul, listen to this now, and Shaul was afraid of that weed. The king was not afraid of anyone. Why was he afraid? It tells you, because Yahweh was with him. When a man comes to me, I will know if Yahweh is with that man. I will know in his words whether they're the words of Yah or whether the words of falseism, pseudoism. I will know that. And it will cause a fear in one's heart. When a man comes to you and it causes anger to rise and their frivolity, their folly, you know Yahweh is not with that man. You know Yahweh is not commanding that man and that woman to speak. If there's anything, he's trying to show them what's in them. And Shaul, he was afraid of David because not of his physical power, but he knew that Yahweh was with him and was departed from him. He knew Yahweh had departed from him. He knew it. He knew that. And he was trying to find a place of recouping what he had lost. But he had lost it. Yahweh did depart. When Yahweh departs from a man, he writes Ichabod. Their minds are subject to every kind of vile spirit. They will say anything. They will respond anyway. When a man has the pure mind of Yah, he will respond by the directives of Almighty Yah. That's why men and women lay on their beds and they ponder evil, wicked things. It is one thing the Ruach of Yah does on your bed. It will bring you to that place of shalom. It doesn't bring you to a place whereby it brings you to a place of rest. And I cannot have rest if my mind is bombarded at night with some assault against Brother Charles or Brother Sean and his wife. That's not the Ruach of Yahweh. My mind cannot rest in shalom. And Sister Roberts and I, we lie down tonight and our conversation is against Brother Josh and his wife, Sister Ebony, or Brother Josh Matan and Sister and his wife. My mind cannot rest at shalom. But a dog, it makes no difference. A swine, they can do that. A swine can eat its belly's full and go right and rut again and come out and eat again. That's what a swine does. Hallelujah. Yah speaks to Yisrael. You that reject this, you're not even Yisrael. You're a fool. Find you somewhere to go. Find your place, but not around this preacher. You that are listening on the live stream or will hear this broadcast, find someone that is more appeasing aesthetic to you, because I will not come that way. And don't come here telling me that Yah sent you to tell me something. If he did, I will know. You don't even have to tell me. I will know that. You see, the elder said to you, come in shalom, because the Nabi of Yahweh do not just fraternize, visiting house to house, sitting around eating, because there's one thing that gifts will do, they will destroy the pure judgment of Yah. And that is the first thing the enemy does. He sets it down and fill your belly, whereby your judgment is skewered. That's what he did with Daniel. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not eat the king's food, because the judgment of the other eunuchs were perverted. They did not have the judgment of Yah. Gifts always pervert judgment. It is one thing the enemy has used, that he mesmerized you with food, and we're taken awash by food, and your concepts and your perceptions are totally different. That's how it is. Come on, brothers and sisters. There have been times that my wife, she's done things. She didn't get my permission to do it. She did it one time before. I remember this. So I come home from work and she sent me down to this fabulous meal. I mean, it was about 6-7 course meal. Yams, things that she knew I'd like. Yams and rice and beans and fried chicken and biscuits and a big pound cake. All the things that I love. And while I'm sitting there eating, my belly is just full, and I feel so wonderful. He rolls up a furniture truck, and I said, what in the world is this woman? She said, I was going to tell you, but this is what I did. Well, of course, my belly is so full, so even my thought when I saw the nice stuff coming, I said, oh, all right, that's all right. But she was wrong in doing that, because she did not get my permission to do that. And that's the way we operate. That's the way the enemy operates today. That's how he does us today. He has mesmerized us with deities. Things that are spoken to us to make us feel wonderful. Oh, prophet, so pastor, so this. The Nabi, no, he has not sent no stranger here to help me to get this thing in order. He has given me elders and brothers that I'm familiar with. That know me and I know them. Hallelujah. That's what he has done. That doesn't mean that there are brothers that will not come and labor and find themselves laboring in the work that Yah has already established. That doesn't mean that their rewards are diminished. Not one bit at all. That doesn't mean that. But it doesn't mean that they're going to come and set the house of Yah in order. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that. And I will not let them do that. Them, their wives, their children. I will not. No man. Period. Hallelujah. He raised up David to set the house in order. He raised him up to judge Israel too. And that he did. Let me move. I want to I want you all to hear this. Hallelujah. Now, I ask you all a question. I want to go back. Listen to this now. It says, the first scripture I read was in 1 Samuel 16 and 1, right? And then it goes down and says, in 16:12, he told Samuel to arise and to anoint David with the oil. Did he not do that? Did he not do the same thing with Saul? Listen to this. Just listen. In 1 Samuel 15:1, Samuel also said to Saul, Yahweh sent me to anoint you, to mashak you, to consecrate you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore listen, you obey you, shamak you, to the voice of the word of Almighty Yahweh. The same thing he did to Saul, was he anointed? Was he anointed? Did he reject Saul? Was he the man that Yah anointed king over his people? Did he anoint him king? It says it in 1 Samuel 15:1, and he anointed Saul, the same prophet that anointed David. He anointed him. Was he sent to do that? Was he sent to do both jobs? So don't let people tell you, you're going to continue your sin. You're going to continue your past of rebelliousness and abominable work. And think that Yah is going to continue to lay his hands upon you. You are a deceived fool. You're not going to trot on the foot of the dam, the blood of HaMashiach. I think you're going to continue in your vile evil ways. You don't have the Torah written in you. You have a law of deception in you. But a man truly has the power of the living truth in him. All things are passed away, and behold, he becomes new. He doesn't walk the same, he talks the same. A man that's talking the same way he did 3 or 4 years ago, he's a fool. He has not the power, the rule. I don't care how many words he has. I don't care what a woman says. It doesn't mean a nickel worth of rat's dung. When Yahweh anointed David, there was a change. There was a change. You saw the power resonate with him. You saw the same thing in Saul. Until he began to mistrust Yahweh. And I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to go and offer up the offering of Almighty Yah. If it hadn't been for the Nabi of Yah, say, Saul, what in the world are you doing? You can't do that. You're out of your place. It wasn't the king's place to do that. Yahweh had an order to do that. It's not your place to set it in order. You got a place to set yourself, your own mind, and your own spirit in order. And so what this damned of a trash of Christendom has done, it's taught you can be rebellious, you can go any way you want to, then Yah talks to you, you're a damn liar. He does not. He talked to Samuel, and he says, speak on to Yeshan, tell him. If he can't believe you, the Nabi, he will not believe me if I talk. If I send a host of Melechim, he will not believe him. So it's amazing that men can believe a spirit that they say talk to them. And yet they cannot believe that Yah said before HaMashiach sinned, he descended and he gave gifts unto men. And they have no confidence to believe in the man. Was Saul a man? Was Samuel a man? Were they men? Do you believe the record? Do you believe the account? Were they men of integrity? Were David a man? Were they not men that Yah even chose purpose for his order to be established? Did he not call them? Sure he did. Sure he did. And so by the same anointing that David was anointed king, so was Saul anointed too. And he displeased Yah. Did he displease Yah? Did he pay a price? So you think you're going to displease Yah and not pay the price? Let us continue in the David files. Look at chapter 25. I'm going to move on a little bit, all right? Chapter 25, verse 25. And what Yahweh does here, he approves and establishes the authority of David. He says, I want you to know that this man, I'm with him. Hallelujah. David, he was led into the wilderness Paran after many battles of Philistines. You must understand what Yah did with this man. He allowed him to overcome the Syrians, the Philistines, and the Hittites. He literally destroyed them. Hallelujah. And so on his way to battle, on his way for a little comfort, he was in Paran. Now look at the account here. 1 Samuel 25, verse 25. When he was there, he sent to this one called Nabal. He knew that he was a man of wealth. He said, my soldiers are weary. We need water. We need some dates. We need a little raisins. Send me something to eat. And the fool disregarded that. That's what fools do today. They cannot sense the anointing of Yahweh. No, preacher, you go hear me, you're alive from the pit of hell. And so this fool, I want to show you something, he said no. But it's one thing that Yahweh had a witness in his home, and that little Abigail represents the submissiveness of a pure body of HaMashiach joined unto Almighty Yahweh. So he said to this man, this fool, and the fool said to hell with David, who does he think he is? And look at the account here. These are the David files, 1 Samuel 25:25. When Abigail came unto David, she fell down. She said, let not my master, look at how she addresses David, let not my ruler, my master, I beg of you, I pray you. She said, regard this man, Belial, that's his name, Belial, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for his name is, he is Nabal, a fool, folly. Nabal is his name, folly is within him. She said, folly is with him. He's a man of folly. He's a fool. His name represents folly. And that's what the true woman of Israel must do. She must know that one is a folly. She must identify. And the wife said, no, he's a fool. She said, don't be upset, my master David. She said, he is a son of Belial. That's who he is. He's a child of darkness. He's a foolish man. She said, even his name is Nabal. That's his name, David. And that's what Nabal means, fool, folly. She said, that's his name. His name is Nabal. His name is Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. For what his name represents, that's what he is, a fool. He is just a fool. Today, folks don't have integrity to identify what is what. Hallelujah. She was a pure daughter of Zion. She just said the man was a fool. She was betrothed unto him when she was a child. That's what it was. That is the Avot made arrangement for that. And she said the man is a fool. For as he is, his name is Nabal. That's what he is. Nabal, which is fool, is his name. And folly is with him. But I, your handmaid, Abigail, simply mean Yahweh is my joy. That's what it is. I'm Abigail. I'm your handmaid, Abigail. So not the young men of my master. I didn't see them coming. Who did you send? I know you sent them, but I didn't see them. She said, now therefore, my master, as Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, seeing Yahweh, she knew it. When the true body, this Abigail represents the body of HaMashiach, when one has the true witness of Messiah, they will know when a man is sent from Yah. You will not be misled, brothers and sisters. HaMashiach said, my sheep, they know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. You're not coming to me with a strange voice, man, woman. I'm not going to hear the strange voice. I will not hear it. Seeing Yahweh have will not holding anything from you, from coming to shed blood, and from avenging yourself with your own hand. Now let your, look what he says, she says, and let your what? Friends? They were his enemies. Let your enemies, that they seek evil of my master, be as Nabal. She said, oh, listen now, this woman prophesied. She said, all those that are your enemy, that seek your harm, let them be as Nabal, my husband. Women today will defend the wretchedness and the lies, the corruption of their husband. The stitch just to say they got a husband. Man full of folly and lies and adulterous, spiritual adultery. Doesn't take care of the order the way it should be. An unfaithful man and the calling as a husband man. And they will defend these fools. She did not do that. Because she knew what was of Yahweh. They would come against the man of Yah for a nutty, fruity man that calls himself a husband. Just to say they got a husband. They would turn and read, I've seen it here. I'm sitting like a pack of hypocrites on me. They would turn against the authority of Almighty Yah to say that they got a man. They would speak against the man of authority because they say, my husband said he this way. No, your husband is a Nabal. He's a fool. He's a man of folly. Is that a word? led, driven by Yah. He's not a man led by Yahweh. He brings it home, doesn't he? Yahweh always brings it home to Israel. Brothers and sisters, this is what it's going to take to get you over to the next level. That little candy apple sweet coating stuff, folks come to you. Oh, sister, just because you know, yeah, I love you. No, when someone truly loves you, they will deal with the root of your own love, sister. If someone thinks that they are spiritual, and they come to you with all this little honey-coated, sweet daddy stuff that everybody talks, they don't have the spirit of Yah. It will point to the sin that has besieged you. And if they have the light of Yah in them, they can identify. They don't have nothing. They're fools. A fool is hurt because of their much words. A virtuous daughter, she's hurt because of her labor, her works. A virtuous woman, she's identified because of her labor, her works. Her character speaks for her. But a foolish woman, her words speak. She talks. She thinks she has the upper hand. But a wise woman, it is her labor, her character, that speaks for her more than anything. But a foolish woman, she's always running her mouth. A foolish man, he will always talk. But a wise man, he comprehends and he listens. He says, folly. He shuts his ears from that folly. Do not allow to pollute his inward parts. I will not allow men to pollute me. I tell me, that's enough. Be quiet. I don't want to hear nothing else. Hear the matter. I heard the matter. The very first words out of your mouth, I heard the matter. You don't have to give me 1,000 words for me to hear the matter. I hear the matter in the first sentence, because that's what it's all about. What it's about. Can I tell you what it's about? It's all about you, what you perceive and what you think and what you have determined is right, or what you perceive is right, and you're full of hell. And that's what Shaul did. He thought it was right what he did. That's what Nabal thought too. She says the man is a fool. His name means a fool. He's an ignorant, stupid man. He's a fool. Folly is folly. When a brother or sister is in folly, you tell them they're folly. We have this respect that we want to honor one and will not tell them they're folly. But then folly, then folly. Their foolishness, you tell them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Yahweh speaks, it always bring a cutting. It always bring a cutting to one. Hallelujah. When a man begins to speak to me, when he begins to cut me, I know it's of Yah. When he doesn't cut me at all, I know it's not of Yah. You take that someone else. Hallelujah. 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 And if you have this mighty strength of Yah, if I'm in sin, you get that out of you. You can help me. She says, the man is a fool. He's crazy. He's a fool. Because David, he had... Let me read on. Look in the 32nd verse of the same chapter. I want to move because I want to get all this in today. The David files. You will always reap what you sow. Yah is not mocked. And David said to Abigail, blessed be Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel, which did not send you this day to meet me. Who sent her? Who sent? Come on! Yahweh sent Abigail to meet David. She said, you go and you meet the man. He's coming. David said, and blessed be your what? Your judgment, your ta'am, your judgment. Blessed be your advice. This is a stupid generation, will not take advice, will it? Well, don't give your strength unto your wife. No, the woman brought him advice. She did not rule. She honored him as master, as king. And she gave him righteous, tzaddikah advice. And her judgment was pure.